Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history.
Hello, I'm Holly Fry, and I am sitting in this week for Tracy V. Wilson. It's December 28th, and today we are talking about an event that happened in 1895, which is the first paid public screening of Lumiere Brothers films. Auguste and Louis Lumiere were brothers, born 2 years apart in 1862 and 1864, and they were prolific inventors. Their legacy is most closely tied to early film history, although they worked in a number of mediums. The Lumières, who lived in Lyon, France, worked in the family photography business. And in the early 1880s, at the age of just 17, Louis invented a photographic plate. It's called a blue label plate or a dry plate. And that plate reduced the need for darkroom development of images. That plate also drove a massive expansion of the family business. It made the Lumières quite wealthy, and it made the name Lumière synonymous with photography. Their father, Antoine, who was still running the family business, wisely set aside a portion of the company's profit to fund ongoing research and experimentation. So later, when Antoine saw one of Thomas Edison's kinetoscope machines in Paris in the mid-1890s, he immediately talked to his sons about developing a process to make the film that was used in the kinetoscope. Because Antoine thought that they could once again make a huge profit for the family business if they became the suppliers of film in France. But to figure out how to make that film with the holes punched in the side that was run through a kinetoscope, the Lumiere brothers also had to figure out how to make a camera, and that proved something of a difficult task. But eventually, it was thinking about a sewing machine that gave Louis the inspiration he needed to solve their main problem, and that was getting the film to advance. So by mimicking the machinations of a sewing machine, he was able to alter a camera. And with that problem solved, the brothers next turned to figuring out how to print film from negatives, and then how to show those prints to people. And they opted to go counter to the kinetoscope, which was viewable only by one person at a time. Louis wanted an audience, and so he developed the idea of film projection. Now, all of those functions that Louis Lumiere invented and his brother also worked on, the film advancement, processing of film, and projection, were all integrated into one machine that they called a cinematograph, for which the brothers first filed a patent on February 13th, 1895. A little over a month later, on March 19th of 1895, the Lumières began making short films with their invention. And by short, I mean really short. They tended to run about 50 seconds each, so not even a minute. The first film they made, La Sortie des Usines Lumières, that's workers leaving the Lumière factory, was simply a capture of their employees leaving their work at the end of the workday. And the Lumière films generally were not narrative in nature. Just as that first film, they almost always were just moments out of real life, captured on film, documentary style. At the end of the year, on December 28, 1895, at the Salon Indien du Grand Café in Paris, Auguste and Louis screened their films for a paying audience for the first time. They ran 10 films, so it sounds a little like a film festival, but it was still very short because each of those films ran about 50 seconds. This is the first known instance of films being shown to a paying audience. There were 34 people in the crowd, and each of them had paid 1 franc. The Lumière's most famous film, though, was not made until after this presentation. One of their films, which gained a lot of attention early on, was The Arrival of a Train at Ciotat Station. This particular film features, as the title suggests, a train pulling into a station, and from the perspective of the viewer, that train is coming down the tracks right toward them. The initial audience reaction to this film is one of those items in history that's a matter of some debate. Some accounts claim that the audience was terrified by the experience, and they screamed and even fled, but other accounts indicate that there was really a more subdued reaction. The panicked reaction version, of course, has gained some traction over the years just by virtue of being a juicier story. The Lumières briefly started a business making and distributing films, but they eventually moved on from moving pictures to other endeavors, including developing an early system for color photography, while men like Georges Méliès took film and ran with it. If you'd like to learn more about the Lumière brothers, good news, Stuff You Missed in History Class has a 2-parter on them, which originally aired in November of 2017. I want to thank Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their work on the audio for this podcast. And if you would like to, and you should, you can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and anywhere you get podcasts. Tomorrow's topic turns from entertainment, unfortunately, to a more serious and tragic event that actually took place 5 years before the Lumières' first paid film presentation.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, was good.
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.